This is Bill Tiller of Tiller.org. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. Don't forget to tune in to The Infinite Consciousness with Eva Herr every Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Enjoy.
Welcome to Infinite Consciousness tonight. This is Eva Herr, and thanks for listening. Tonight, I have with us Dr. Lita Lee, and we're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about enzymes. We're going to talk about some holistic medicine and supplements. So how are you, Dr. Lee?
I'm wonderful.
Thanks for being with us. So before we even get started, I'd just like to protect everybody. You're not a medical doctor. She doesn't prescribe. She just helps you out. So just want to make that clear to get so nobody gets in any trouble.
Thank you.
Welcome. So you have a lot of things that we can talk about, and my listeners are probably going to know what enzymes are and, you know, the basic need for them. So I'm just going to go into some specific questions with you since you know all that and I've not had time to do that, the opportunity to do that with other people. Is that all right with you?
Fine.
So we're going to talk about her book, The Enzyme Cure. So why don't you take a few minutes and tell us about you, a little bit about your background, where to find you, where to find your book.
Okay. Well, my book is being reprinted now, so it's been out of print for a while. It will come back soon, and you can get it from me when I get it, or from bookstores, or, you know, from many places. That book covers 11 years of my research in enzyme therapy, but it also covers things like diet, and it has a section on hormonal balancing, and things, important things about the earth and how we should respect it and its animals and creatures.
I thought you had stopped.
I also have a website, and my website is litalee.com, LITALEE.com, and all the information on my website is free. I have many, many articles on many health conditions. There is an enzyme connection to every health condition. It may not be the only connection, but there is an enzyme connection to every health condition. And then I have a newsletter called To Your Health, and I have articles dating from 1999 to the present. I recently started a blog section, and it's just little bits of information with many links in case people want to read more, and it's about topics that people need to know about that they may not know about, such as vaccinations or, you know, things in food that people don't know about that are there. It may be a case history. It may be a list of nutritional supplements for a condition like the flu or like gallbladder or like female problems, things like that. I like many different topics. So that's basically what I do. I do enzyme therapy, hormonal balancing, diet and nutrition, and environmental health.
And what's your educational background?
I'm a chemist.
Okay. So I have lots of questions about that, too. Things that I've always wanted to know, you know. And so let's just start on. I'd like for you to talk about, for some reason, I've been on the topics of progesterone and estrogen and magnesium with high blood pressure lately. It's been I spend every moment reading about those things. What can you tell us about that?
Okay, the enzyme connection to hypertension is lipase, but there's a hormonal connection. When I say hormonal, I mean hypothyroidism. In 25 years, I've never met a hyperthyroid person. It is possible to become hyperthyroid, but it's usually very transient and heals itself without doing anything. But I have clients worldwide, and in fact, I only see 3% of my clients. The rest are out of state or country.
So you do phone consultations?
Oh, yes. I do. And I do a 24-hour urinalysis that determines enzymes and nutritional deficiencies, and it's very, very long but it's very easy to fill out because you only have to encircle things or put numbers. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I do. And the health history gives me a lot of information. The urine gives me information. And then I talk to the person and figure out what they really need. Some people think they have conditions that they don't have. But back to blood pressure. When a person is hypothyroid, their adrenals take over and overproduce adrenaline and cortisol. Adrenaline causes hyperactivity. It causes high blood pressure. It causes heart disease. It can cause panic attacks. It can cause the jitters. Mm-hmm. And excess cortisol causes, it can cause diabetes. It can cause glaucoma. It can cause hot flashes in women. And it can cause seizures, too. I say can because a person can have one but not the other.
Right.
For example, a woman can have hot flashes but not diabetes. So my effort is to get rid of the excess adrenaline and cortisol, and I do that by a prothyroid diet, and I use enzymes to digest whatever foods they can't digest, which the urine test determines,
mm-hmm.
and then I use a thyroid glandular, and I use progesterone.
Let me ask you a question. I tried to use adrenal support one time, and it had bovine, I think, in it,
mm-hmm.
and it made my blood pressure go up so high that blood came out my nose and squirted across the room and hit the wall. Why would that happen?
Well, I'm against adrenal glandulars because it's like kicking a dead horse.
That's what I thought, too, but I didn't know any better, so, and I don't know the difference. So,
well, most, or I would say many, healthcare providers tell you to fix the thyroid, you have to fix the adrenals, but that's just not true. When you heal the thyroid, the adrenals heal themselves, and the adrenaline and the cortisol goes down. There are about 50 symptoms of hypothyroidism. For example, a person can be anorexic or overweight or normal.
Mm-hmm.
A person can have high blood pressure due to the adrenaline, or low blood pressure due to the cortisol, or normal blood pressure. A person can be fine physically but have mental problems, and vice versa. And some people have both. All female problems are caused by hypothyroidism.
What about, let me ask you this one question before we move on. Because I didn't know I needed any adrenals. Somebody, the health food store said, buy this, so I did. So for somebody that bought it or needs it, but had that same problem that I did, what would they do to support their adrenals?
Heal the thyroid.
Okay.
I don't really need
adrenal supports.
No. Okay. The adrenals are already, you know, chugging along. To support the body because the thyroid isn't working.
Okay.
So I don't believe in any type of adrenal support,
okay.
Especially adrenal glandulars or Isocort, that's an adrenal glandular, or Cortef or anything like that.
Okay.
In fact, and this is not well known, but you can live without your adrenal glands and without your pituitary, if you do this program and do the hormonal balancing with thyroid, progesterone, and pregnenolone, plus take the enzymes in the prothyroid diet.
I don't know anything about pregnenolone. Can you, what is
pregnenolone? Okay, the healthy thyroid gland in a healthy person with enough cholesterol,
mm-hmm.
and LDL cholesterol is not bad. It's the starting material that is converted by thyroid hormone into pregnenolone, which is the second most abundant steroid in the human body. The first is cholesterol. Cholesterol is a steroidal alcohol. Pregnenolone then can convert to progesterone and DHEA. Pregnenolone, I call it the feel-good food. It prevents senior moments. It fantastically increases focus and memory. It prevents and cures panic attacks. It's a wonderful, wonderful.
Do you get that? Is it a natural?
It's natural. It also lowers cortisol, and cortisol triggers both hot flashes and diabetes. You can get pregnenolone in a lot of health food stores, but it's best to get a pure brand because there's a lot of impure brands that are cheap, and they may be 70% pure. And a lot of people don't know that many, many times when you take something and get sick, it's not the substance, it's the impurity.
Right. So you get progesterone through wild yam. What would you get pregnenolone from?
Well, the wild yam, this is important, is a poison. You have to convert it in a pharmaceutical company into the progesterone. And also, you can then convert that. You can convert that to pregnenolone and then into progesterone.
So if you can take that and that will do the job for both? Is that what I'm understanding?
Oh, no. Pregnenolone is the precursor to progesterone.
Okay, gotcha.
But I give progesterone to all females at the onset of menses for the rest of their lives.
How do you know how much, if somebody were just to go to the health food store and get that, how do you know how much to take? Like I have a bottle, for example, my bottle's sick. I have instructions from my doctor, and I use Jay Mead from John Lee's clinic, if you know him. But mine says 800 milligrams of pharmaceutical-grade natural progesterone.
Is it a cream?
No, it's an oil. I didn't get this from him, but he did my testing for me. So I know how much of this to take, but how would someone else know how much they should take?
Wait a minute. What kind of oil is it in?
Coconut. Is that a bad thing?
No, coconut oil is the fat that God put in mother's milk.
Okay.
So if it were bad, the babies would all have died by now. No, I have to tell you, there is a multi-billion dollar campaign as we speak that's promoted by the estrogen industry because so much negative information has come out against estrogen that the industry lost real millions of dollars. And so now they have all this erroneous information. I'm trying to be polite. telling you how horrible progesterone is and to take estrogen because that prevents cervical cancer. But in the 1940s, over 200 papers were written that proved the carcinogenicity of pregnenolone.
Yeah, I had Deborah Davis on not too long ago, and she told us about the millions of things that estrogen gets into our bodies with. People don't believe it, though. You know, all the plastics and the beauty products. People don't believe it.
Well, they believe me. But what my point is, Dr. Ray Peet has a patent on natural progesterone dissolved in vitamin E oil.
Mm-hmm.
And is your product liquid?
Yes.
Well, coconut oil is solid at room temperature unless it's 75 degrees. So there must be another oil in there.
I don't know. Let's talk about this when we get off.
Which is very intriguing to me. Okay.
I'll call you and we can talk about this.
Okay. Now, in California, if you walk into a health food store and buy a jar of progesterone cream, it says on the label, I think this is a joke, but it's true, the state of California has determined that progesterone causes cancer.
Wow.
And Dr. Ray Peet is a whistleblower. He has a patent. In fact, he has left the country because of this, because you can't blow the whistle and be safe,
Yeah.
So anyway, if you go to his website, www.raypeet.com, R-A-Y-P-E-A-T, he is a genius, and he explains all of this and the truth behind it and the facts, etc. But anyway, there's no set dose of progesterone, and I hesitate to put on the radio, take so much of this, three times a month or three times a day or mid-cycle to menses, huh?
I'm assuming that you can, if you're acutely aware of your body, though, you can either increase or decrease by quarter teaspoon or quarter dropper, or there's
oh, I wouldn't take a quarter teaspoon. I can only talk about rape peach oil. Three drops contains 10 milligrams of progesterone,
mm-hmm.
and I have women that take it every day, three drops. I have women mm-hmm. take it for mid-cycle menses. I have women who could not get pregnant, become pregnant on this program, that were in their 40s, that never had a normal pregnancy.
That's amazing.
To me, it's a magic hormone, and there is medically documented information that progesterone protects the fetus and prevents spontaneous abortion. Now, I'm allowed to say that in the third person, but see, I cannot tell you, this and you won't use your baby. And it's just verbiage, so I have to be careful.
Gives people information.
Yes.
So they can make intelligent decisions.
Right.
So now let me ask you, we never finished about the hypothyroidism.
Okay. Well, this is part of it. I give enzymes to digest food, use a prothyroid diet, and hormonal balancing, which is thyroid, glandular, progesterone, and pregnenolone. And I give progesterone even to men if they have conditions like, you know, migraines or cancer or things
mm-hmm.
like that, seizures.
So what's a prothyroid diet?
And I have this on my website. If I don't, anybody can email me, and I just send it. I get requests every day for this diet. This diet is a compilation of years of my research, and it involves, of course, organic. It involves eating organic animal protein, fruits and fruit juices, sea salt, lots of coconut oil, lots of carrots. Those are all supportive of thyroid function. I'm not saying that you can't eat anything else,
mm-hmm.
but I'm saying those are the pro-thyroid foods. Coffee is a very pro-thyroid food, and I recommend coffee rather than black or green tea unless you can be sure that you can get it without fluoride, because black and green tea are fluoride sinks, and they will absorb fluoride from the water, the air, and the soil. And I know of a green tea that you can get from Japan called matcha green tea, and it's totally pure, totally fluoride-free, and very delicious. But most of the green tea I see here, if you pick up the box, they'll brag about the beneficial fluoride in it. Fluoride is an anti-thyroid poison. In fact, we live in an anti-thyroid world, and anything that's anti-thyroid is pro-estrogen, even though it doesn't look like estrogen. So fluoride is estrogenic. Unsaturated oils are estrogenic. I mean omega-3 and 6 oils. Soy is estrogenic. It actually has three very potent estrogens in it. And people don't realize it. They eat things they don't realize are making them sick and keeping them sick.
I agree. What about magnesium? I mean, from what I've been reading lately, that's a profoundly important mineral. And like Norm Shealy told me the other day that 70 to 80% of the people in the world are severely magnesium depleted.
Here's what I recommend. I do not recommend vitamins or minerals, with the exception of the vitamin E that's in Dr. Pete's progesterone oil. And also I recommend vitamin D3, which is natural cholecalciferol. It's natural vitamin D, because most people don't get enough sunlight. And vitamin D has about 50 wonderful properties. Not high doses, no more than 5,000 IUs. And if people are worried, they should get a blood test. Now, I have an article on that. Everything I'm telling you about, I have an article on my website.
Okay.
If you have trouble finding it, just ask me, do you have an article on blah, blah, blah? And I just click and send it
to you.
What
is your website?
LitaLee.com.
Okay, LitaLee.com.
.com, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, magnesium. There are 48 minerals. I recommend that everybody eat lots of white, not colored, but white sea salt. And that provides a lot of minerals.
What kind of sea salt? Because I know there's 30 or 40 kind. I mean,
just
the kind that you get at the grocery store, the kind you get at the health food store?
The health food store, but a lot of people think that sea salt has to be colored. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. The worst kinds are the pink and red kinds. Himalayan, and there's a red sea salt from Hawaii, and they're full of iron, and synthetic iron is very poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
To get iron, you need to find it in foods, not synthetic iron.
What about people who have severe edema problems, like, you know, they have oncoming heart disease, and they've started putting on fluid, and they can't get rid of it, and they're on, you know, one of the thiazides. What do you still suggest them to take that?
Take what?
The salt.
Yes. Oh, I see what you're saying. If you get enough calcium, sea salt will correct your blood pressure. Sea salt is nature's diuretic. Salty fruit juice, which is why I recommend salty fruit juice 3 times a day, it lowers...
Any kind of salty fruit juice?
What?
I mean, like the... Like
no,
the...
I mean putting sea salt in the fruit juice.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, I put sea salt on everything I eat.
Okay.
Low thyroid people can't retain sodium, so they get edema. Sea salt is nature's diuretic. By raising glucose and lowering adrenaline, it will not only protect you from the jitters and heart disease, but it will reduce edema. And I also have an enzyme for edema.
Okay.
Okay, but I wanted to say something else about minerals, because I don't like isolated minerals. You know, take some magnesium. What about the calcium? So I recommend white sea salt and also coconut water. Coconut water, I don't mean the juice, although that's good, the oil is good, but coconut water is so full of minerals, it's rehydrating.
Where do you get it? I've never heard of that.
Oh, you get it at health foods. I order 48 cases at a time.
Wow.
It's that popular. Babies love coconut water, and I have a lot of babies that are guzzling it. It's so rehydrating that, for example, take cholera. People die from dehydration. Coconut oil will save 97% of them. But the coconut, I mean coconut oil, water, not oil. It has so many minerals, and it's so healthy. And if you feel dehydrated, coconut water will hydrate you. And it has many, many healing properties. Dr. Bruce Fife has 11 books on coconut.
I've heard of coconut, but I've just never heard of the water, so that's interesting.
He just wrote a book on coconut water. I have 4 of his books. He put coconuts and coconut products back on the market after the soybean campaign against tropical oils. They told people that coconut oil, which is saturated, kills you by clogging your arteries. And nothing could be further from the truth. Because the longest lived people on the earth are about 25% hypermetabolic, which means their thyroids are a little hot,
mm-hmm.
and they live on coconut products, oil, juice and water. Thai food has a lot of coconut milk in it. And they live on tropical fish and fruits and fruit juices. And that's a really healthy diet.
Speaking of arteries being clogged up, what is the best enzyme for plaques and cancers? How do you deal with that?
Well, those are 2 different topics.
Well, I know, but I was thinking along the lines of proteolytic.
Well, I have an enzyme called, I use a professional line, called Trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for your immune system, okay? For any type of immune system problem. Progesterone has been medically found to be the only hormone made by the human body that can prevent and cure cancer. Now, I'm not allowed to say it will cure your cancer, but it has been found to be the only anti-cancer hormone made by the human body, and estrogen has been medically found to cause cancer unless you have a huge ratio of progesterone to estrogen.
Now, are you talking about any kind of cancer or...
Yes.
Estrogen-dominant cancers like breast cancer, a particular kind of breast cancer or something?
No, all cancers are estrogen-dominant. Now, you can get radiation and get cancer, but I'm talking here about hormonal problems. And we live in a very pro-estrogen world. People are told, don't drink coffee. Well, guess what? Coffee is pro-estrogen and therefore It's anti-estrogen and pro-progesterone.
I didn't know that.
I have an article in one of my newsletters that's called "Have You Hugged Your Latte Lately?" And it's about coffee is full of magnesium. It's very, very good for you. It has
coffee leached magnesium.
No. You know something? I should write a book called Nutritional Myths. And I put a lot of those myths in my blogs. You know, like, take iodine, it's good for your thyroid. That is a myth. And what you just said, coffee doesn't leach anything. But you can't drink it black because it will cause the jitters. You have to put milk, cream, or half and half in it.
What does that do?
Black coffee is so metabolically stimulating, it lowers your blood sugar by raising insulin, and you get the jitters. But so if you put some milk, cream, or half and half in it, that will not happen.
Let me tell you, speaking of coffee, let me tell you a story that something that happened the other day. I have a friend here in town who's a surgeon, but she has a big alternative medicine clinic on the side, and she's been treating people with Morgellons. And I was in her office helping her with this woman, and I suddenly wanted a cup of coffee for some reason. I don't know, but with the three of us.
I want more than that.
Well, I'm a medical intuitive, and I was doing what it is that I do. And for some reason, I bolted up out of the chair and said, "Susan, I got to have a cup of coffee right now." It was the strangest thing. I've never done that before. But anyway, so she went, "Okay, we'll go get some coffee." So the three of us walked in the kitchen and made a pot of coffee. And the woman took a sip of coffee. I mean, a sip. And within 10 minutes, the woman, it was like she had profound multiple sclerosis or something. She couldn't move, walk her legs. Her speech got slurred so much that you couldn't understand her. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And within 2 hours, all of those effects went away.
Well,
have you ever heard of that?
That's a new one. But see, Morgellons disease is very serious.
Oh,
I've
yeah,
only heard
have.
Of one person that had a Morgellons client, and the client, he cured the client. And his name is Dr. Les Feinberg, and he developed neuromodulation technique.
Well, Susan's got about 50, but I don't want to get up on that.
That's
I want to keep
wonderful.
Talking about your enzyme stuff. Then
okay.
We can do that. Because I'll forget, and then we'll just get caught up in that. Okay, go back to your proteolytic enzymes and plaque and cancer and stuff like that.
Okay.
What about C-Pros?
What?
C-Pros, that enzyme. It's a new proteolytic enzyme.
I've never heard of it. Protease is the proteolytic enzyme, and there are several kinds. And I have three enzymes that are very high in protease, and I use one between meals for people that are very, very sick, read between
mm-hmm.
the lines.
Mm-hmm.
And protease helps people who have blood clots.
Uh-huh.
And also thyroid does, too.
You were talking about lipase earlier in hypertension. Well, I didn't know that either. What does lipase do for hypertension?
Well, a lot of people that have conditions like high blood fats, hypertension, diabetes, weight, benefit from a high lipase enzyme. But all of my digestive enzymes have all of the plant enzymes, protease, amylase, lipase, cellulase, and all three disaccharidases. It's just that I use the one that the person needs the most as determined by the urine test.
Oh, okay.
So, but they all have all the enzymes. Some people cannot take protease with food. And these are people that are lipase deficient that have gone on to develop gallbladder and then stomach problems. These people cannot tolerate protease when they eat because it digests protein and raises the stomach acidity. So I have to give them a protease-free enzyme until their stomach heals.
Okay. Something I was reading in your book, tell me what kind of information can be gleaned from monitoring body temperature. What all can you learn from that?
Well, I use it, and I use an oral temperature when a person gets out of bed, not under the covers. It's not axillary, it's oral. The temperature should be 98. It should rise to 98.6 to 99, say after lunch or during daylight hours, and the resting pulse at that time should be 85 beats a minute. Now, that's how I instruct clients to determine how much thyroid glandular they need.
Interesting. And what about your hormones? Does that tell you anything about estrogen and progesterone?
Well, if you're hypothyroid, you're going to have low progesterone. You're going to be estrogen dominant. It's not a number. You can have a low number of estrogen and still be estrogen dominant if the progesterone it's the ratio that counts. And all low thyroid people, whether they're men or women, are estrogen dominant, deficient in progesterone and pregnenolone. And as I said, I determine thyroid, or the person determines thyroid dose by checking their AM after a rising temperature, again after lunch, plus their resting pulse.
That's a good piece of information to know. Right. What about headaches? You talked about two different kinds of... Oh, let me go back. I would imagine that everybody is estrogen dominant nowadays with everything that's in the foods and the plastics and...
Right.
So I would imagine that everybody is.
Well, I'm telling you, I have not seen a normal thyroid function even in my pets.
Really?
Even in babies, even in children. That's right. Because we live in an thyroid world. I mean, if the world isn't that way, we have created it with our products, our estrogenic products.
Did I read something in your book about hypothyroidism and bedwetting?
No. Bedwetting is...
For children.
Assuming
they don't have some kind of...
Adults can do that. I do have an enzyme for that.
Assuming that it's a child and they don't have psychological problems, what helps them?
Well, this enzyme I have, it's called N-UR. I don't believe... I think children who wet the bed should not be, you know, you shouldn't wake them up every 10 minutes. And I think sometimes it's just a spiritual problem. They're just not in their bodies, they're not there, they sleep too differently. Too deeply, and I don't believe in, you know, reprimanding them. I had a son who had that problem, and it just self-cured.
I have a little boy that has that problem, and if I try, I cannot wake him up. I mean,
that's probably why he does it then.
He will not wake up. And
well,
if I try to take him, it doesn't work.
Well, how old is he?
He's 8.
That is such a common problem. I do have an enzyme for that.
How does it help?
Well, according to, and I'm not sure I agree with this, but according to Dr. Loomis, it is related, well, I agree with this, it's related to sugar.
And
women and men, adults, can have bedwetting. And he told me a really fascinating story. He said he went to, I think it was an Amish community, and he said he never realized how much sugar they ate, but they put, now I'm talking about white sugar, I'm not talking about organic sugar cane or honey, they put white sugar on everything, and he says that really is a trigger to bedwetting, and he said that women could not get married because of that. They were in their 30s and they were wet in the bed. So he developed this enzyme to remediate that. And he put raisins in it, and I don't really know what the functions of the raisins were, but he said that it really helped the bedwetting. Now, maybe not in an 8-year-old who sleeps deeply.
You said something in your book. I don't normally see it in medical books like this, but you said they're not in their body all the time. I can believe that, because sometimes when it happens to him, he may wake up crying or something, or I may try to wake him up and he starts this crying thing. And it's like he's looking through his eyes differently, as if he's not there.
Right.
It's really strange. And you can't wake him up. I mean, he just will not wake up.
Well,
he's sitting up looking at you and screaming, he won't wake up.
Well, you know,
thing.
See, I don't think that is a pathology. I think It's a natural occurrence in some children. I have twins. My daughter was fine. My son wasn't. But I protected him. So, and he was in a very child protective school.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned headaches. You want me to talk about that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, women often get what I call cyclic migraines. In other words, during ovulation and menses when there's a surge of estrogen. And this surge of estrogen can also cause cyclic seizures because estrogen causes seizures. So that's one cause, and of course the cure is thyroid hormonal balancing. Get rid of the estrogen dominance by providing enough thyroid and progesterone. But there's another cause that's structural, and it's upper cervical problems, C1, C2, C3.
Mm-hmm.
And when your neck is out, it can cause many symptoms, including a migraine or just a bad headache. It can cause dizziness, nausea. It can cause many, many things. So if I see this in a person, like whiplash, I give them an enzyme for it, and I send them to a chiropractor.
See, there was something else I saw in your book.
There's colon headaches, there's
that's
gallbladder headaches.
That's what it was.
Colon headaches, gallbladder headaches.
So how do you tell the difference? Or do you?
Oh, you do, because if your neck hurts, it's a neck headache. If you get it when you're ovulating or menstruating, it's an estrogen cyclic headache. I can tell if a person has gallbladder problems.
Does it hurt in a certain part of their head, like on the side or in the back or on the top?
No, not like the migraine. That's one-sided. But a gallbladder headache is common in people who are fat intolerant. And there are symptoms, they'll say, I get nauseous after meals, I burp a lot, I regurgitate, I have discomfort under the right rib cage. In fact, in one of my blogs, I say, how do you tell between a gastric or a tummy problem and gallbladder problems? There's a blog on that. It's easy for me to tell. Colon headaches, well, if a person has one bowel movement a week, they're likely to have a colon headache.
Mm-hmm.
And taking thyroid can cause a headache because thyroid is so curative it increases peristalsis, and that can cause a headache, but that's temporary. A thyroid can also cause the jitters because these people can have 40% excess adrenaline. Those are the people who can't sit still. Those are the kids taking Ritalin for hyperactivity.
Mm-hmm.
That's adrenaline. And the program that I do will get rid of it.
So tell me one more time to make sure I understand what you do for... I know you covered it earlier, but I want to make sure because it's kind of complicated. What you do to help hypothyroidism?
Prothyroid diet, the enzymes dictated by the urine test, 24-hour urine, and I get these kits from all over the world.
Okay.
You'd be surprised how stable urine is. And I have a federally licensed lab to do the urine test.
Okay,
the prothyroid diet, the enzymes determined by the urine, and thyroid glandular and pregnenolone, and if it's a woman, I throw in the progesterone.
What's thyroid glandular?
It's a piece of meat from the thyroid gland of an animal.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It can be bovine or porcine.
Okay. So
not synthroid.
Okay, I agree with that. What about gum disease? Is there anything people can do for gum disease?
Yes. There's enzymes. I have three enzymes for gums. One's the protease enzyme. Another is a vitamin C enzyme, but it's a food form. It's not ascorbic acid. And it's called Optical. And it's for vitamin C. It's for vision. It's for bleeding gums and other things, drippy, runny nose. And then there's an ancient. Might sound weird to you, but it's proven medically. In fact, Dr. Bruce Fife just wrote a book on it. It's called Oil Pulling. Have you ever heard of it?
I have, but I can't remember what it was. The name just rings a bell.
Okay, it's an Ayurvedic method of swishing oil. You put a tablespoon of sesame oil in your mouth in the morning after you brush your teeth, and you swish it around for 15 minutes and spit it out. and it's supposed to pull bacteria out of the oral cavity. And when you swish that oil, it turns from an oil to a white liquid. I mean, it's amazing. I've been doing it for a couple of years.
Really?
Yes.
And it pulls
bacteria and stuff out of here.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, what do you think about colloidal silver?
Not much. It's
really?
Only slightly less toxic than lead. In fact, on my diet list, page 2, is a list of all those things that I think are toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And colloidal silver is one of them. Popular things, tryptophan, colloidal silver, melatonin, you know, fish oils. It's all on my list of things that I think are unhealthy.
What about SAMe and what else do I want to think about? Selenium. What about those other supplements that people regularly recommend?
I don't recommend vitamins or minerals. SAMe can affect depression, but it can also cause seizures.
I'm curious why you don't recommend vitamins and minerals. I'm not trying to dispute you. I'm just
everybody's
preaching that plants aren't getting what they used to because of acid rain and deficiency in the soils.
Well, that's why I recommend organic. There's a big difference.
But even the organic gets acid rain because it's out in the rain.
Organic foods, properly digested, I believe, are all you need. It's not that I'm against vitamins and minerals. I'm against synthetic vitamins
and minerals. Oh, me
too. Okay, now, people think vitamin C is ascorbic acid. It's not. If you give a sailor with scurvy ascorbic acid, they will die. But you can give them a lowly white potato, which has 20 milligrams of vitamin C in it, and it will cure them. That's the difference between synthetic and natural. Now, I only know of one brand of vitamins and minerals that comes from food, and it's by Botani Organics, and they're from New Zealand. And it's a food-based, or totally organic vitamin and mineral. Most vitamins and minerals are synthetic, and 90% of them come from China.
Are you talking about the vitamins and minerals at a health food store that says they're organic, or are you talking about the cons from the drugstore and the supermarket?
I'm talking about the health food store.
Are you really?
Yes, and I've never seen... there's not many organic supplements, especially vitamins and minerals. They're synthetic, and they come from coal tar.
Well,
petroleum.
I've always thought most at the drugstore and the supermarket were, but I didn't realize that the ones at the health food store that specifically say they're organic were synthetic.
Well, I would have to read that label. I've never seen one that says organic. Now, there are some substances like vitamin D3. Now, that's a natural product. It's from lanolin or fish liver oil. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the run-of-the-mill, over-the-counter vitamins and minerals that you get in many multi-level plans and in the health food store. Now, Dr. Loomis has an herbal formula called Elixir, and it's nothing but herbs. You can get herbal tonics, and I think they're far better sources of food-form vitamins and minerals than synthetic vitamins and minerals.
All right. What about cofactors? Do the enzymes typically need cofactors? Now, your enzymes are already put together, but if somebody went to the store and bought some proteolytic enzyme, do they need cofactors with them?
Well, the vitamins and minerals are the cofactors.
So, but if you're not supplementing, what if it uses up those vitamins and minerals? Will it use them up?
No. Believe me, if I believe that, this is my opinion, that if people really absorbed all those synthetic vitamins and minerals, it would kill them. And as a matter of fact, people do high doses of these synthetic vitamins and minerals, and there are side effects, like nerve damage from taking high doses of B vitamins. For example, a dosage of B6 that's 10 milligrams is a generous dose. Yet I know people that are taking 450 and they wonder why their hands and feet tingle. That's nerve damage.
Wow.
If you see a vitamin that says, you know, calcium from calcium carbonate,
mm-hmm.
that's synthetic. It's not organic. And as I said, 90% of the vitamins come from China.
I'm just kind of, I don't know what to say about the vitamin. Because I interviewed, I can't even remember who it was the other day, and whoever it was just now drilling it. You need to take your supplements because I think it was Irvin Laszlo. The soil is dead. No, it wasn't. But
I don't think organic soil is dead either. And you know, mind you, I'm not in the. Everybody that talks to me, they say, "How come what you say is so different from everybody else?" Well, for one thing, I'm a chemist, and I really study where this stuff comes from. And I don't trust it. I don't trust synthetic vitamins and minerals.
I
trust
either.
Organic food.
I don't believe in anything that comes from a pharmaceutical unless it's for, you know, some acute thing that's going on.
Right. Well, now, progesterone comes from Dioscorea and is made in a pharmaceutical house because the body cannot convert Dioscorea into progesterone. And I know a lot of women that got really sick believing that and going out and getting wild yam, which is Dioscorea.
I don't know what to think about that because so many of the doctors that I've talked to say that wild yam, if it's done properly, is the way to go. So
no, wild yam will kill you. There's a critical dose above which you're dead.
Really?
Yes.
What are the symptoms?
Excessive bleeding and stuff like that. I've heard women tell me that they took it and they got very, very sick. It can kill you. It's better to convert it into progesterone. Your body cannot convert wild yam into progesterone. It just can't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your body can convert cholesterol, and it's the LDL cholesterol, the one that the doctor says is bad. We need Lipitor to kill your cholesterol. That is a myth. It is the LDL cholesterol that is converted in the presence of thyroid hormone into pregnenolone, and pregnenolone is converted into progesterone in the human body.
Why would someone suddenly start having digestive problems out of the blue, not being able to digest, say, wheat or bread?
I don't recommend wheat for anybody on earth, but I also do not believe that out of the blue a digestive problem arises. It is gradual, and it gets worse and worse, and then you get then suddenly you don't feel good. But the problem's been going on since you were born.
Okay, so what do you do to fix that?
Digestive enzymes.
Okay. How do you know which one? I guess it's specific.
The urine test.
Okay. What about allergies?
Well, allergies.
Let's say hay fever and sinus problems.
I have an enzyme for allergies. It's two enzymes. I have one with amylase, which acts as an antihistamine, and I have a lymphatic drainage formula that helps the kidneys cleanse the blood. It's called Kidney. And it works even in babies. It works.
That's amazing.
Well, there is an enzyme link to every health condition. For example, asthma, very popular condition,
mm-hmm.
Kills people, especially with the beta agonists, which are adrenaline mimics. The enzyme connection to asthma is sugar intolerance, sucrase, lactase, and maltase. And I know a lot of kids, young kids, that get asthma, Halloween, birthday, Christmas, guess why? Sugar, 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 sugar.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had a child who got seizures from eating all this stuff. And her mother, the doctor wanted to put this little girl on an anti-seizure drug. Mother jumped up and ran out and came to me. I took the child off sugar, and she had no more seizures.
Well, let me ask you about sleeping problems. I have a woman that's coming on my show soon, and she said, her name's Gail Green. She wrote a book called Insomniac. She said, "I have tried everything all over the world, and nothing has helped my sleep problem.
I happen to have a list of nutritional remedies for insomnia. One for a person with a, you know, their mind just won't shut up. They can't mm-hmm. stop thinking, and they can't relax. I have one for when for stress and for when you wake up at night. I have a big list. Thyroid, in particular, cures insomnia. And I bet you she hasn't tried anything on my list.
I don't know, but she said, I've tried vitamins, I've tried supplements, I've tried melatonin, I've tried enzymes, I've tried neurofeedback, and she said nothing has worked for her.
Well, I bet, ask her if she's tried enzymes and hormonal balancing.
Well, I'll send her your website.
It's the T3 in the thyroid glandular that cures insomnia.
That's another question. How come when we go to our doctors do a test on us and tell us our thyroids are fine?
Because thyroid deficiency is a nutritional problem, not a disease. And with, I mean, thyroid cancer is a disease, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people with low temps and female problems and infections and diagnosed with being crazy, weight up, weight down, blood pressure up, blood pressure down. That's what I'm talking about. That you can only see disease in the blood, and that's the only place the doctor looks.
Isn't there, though, isn't there several kind of tests, and the tests that they normally run doesn't really test
no.
properly?
There's one comment I want to make. TSH, thyroid-stimulating hormone, will rise in a low thyroid person. It comes from the pituitary, but after a while, the pituitary gets exhausted and crashes, and then their TSH falls sometimes to less than one. These people are commonly misdiagnosed as hyperthyroid when, in fact, they're extremely hypothyroid, but also hypopituitary.
Okay.
Thyroid will fix these people.
Okay. Now, you've got about 2 or 3 minutes left. I'm going to let you talk about whatever you want to talk about. I have to tell you, I don't normally sit silent on my show, but you've given me so much information that I didn't know, so I thank you for doing that. But,
well,
yeah,
go to my website, everything's free, and ask me. Send me an email, yes or no question. You have an article on this, da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
So you got a couple minutes.
Well, you asked me something you always wanted to know, but were afraid to ask.
Well, I pretty much asked other things. I mean, the magnesium thing shocked me. The supplement thing shocked me.
Well, you know what? In places that are not fluoridated water, I tell people to sit in Epsom salt, that's magnesium sulfate, and your body sucks it up.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I'll tell you why I asked this question. We've only got like 2 minutes left, but I'll tell you why. I've been having, terrible blood pressure, like 206 over 140.
Coleus for Scoli.
What?
Coleus for Scoli. Thanks, you reminded me. Coleus for Scoli is an Ayurvedic herb that is wonderful for blood pressure. So is vitamin D?
Well, I take vitamin D, but...
D3, right?
Yeah, I don't know. You'll have to send me an email for that other thing. I don't know how to spell it.
I have a... I have your email, don't I? Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I've got some of Norm Shealy's magnesium lotion, and my blood pressure dropped 40 points.
Wow.
In 3 days.
Well, have you rubbed it on your skin?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's I totally approve of that. That's like soaking in the magnesium sulfate bath.
I mean, it radically. And I gave it to my daughter because she was acting out and not being able to sleep, and I sprayed it on her skin, and she went, Mom.
You know, I had a magnesium spray like that. It takes out pain, too.
Yeah, it does.
Well, see, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about synthetic vitamins from China and coal tar and petroleum. But
okay.
I'm not against spraying magnesium on you or soaking in it.
Okay, that makes sense.
You see?
Because I wasn't understanding that. So it's almost time to hang up. Tell us where to find you again. Because your book is great. I mean, it's so much information in this book.
You ought to go to my website.
I'm going to, you know, I had to read it several times.
My website is more up to date and less edited downward, shall we say. It's www.litalee.com, L-I-T-A-L-E-E. You can get my phone number on the website, and I've got tons of stuff. Well,
and
25
your email,
years.
Your email? Can people contact you by email?
Yes, Lita at LitaLee.com.
Okay. Good deal. Thank you, Lita. I really appreciate it, and you'll probably hear from me about the Ayurvedic
thing. Well, listen, I'll send you an article on it.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay, Eva.
Alrighty.
Good
Take
talking
care.
To you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're gonna play. Move closer.